Have you checked your international NOTAMs lately? Because if you're planning any flying near the Baltic states, there's something you need to see. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. On the morning of May 20th, both Lithuania and Latvia activated mobile air danger warnings across their eastern districts. We're talking about areas along the border with Belarus and Russia. The trigger, suspected unauthorized drone activity, not hobbyist quads buzzing around a park. We're talking about incursions serious enough that two sovereign nations coordinated simultaneous airspace restrictions to deal with them. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let me walk you through what actually happened and why it matters beyond the Baltic region. Lithuania activated danger zones in its eastern airspace early that morning. Latvia did the same almost simultaneously in its eastern districts. These are mobile danger areas, meaning they can be stood up and taken down quickly based on the threat picture. The suspected cause is drone activity, though neither government has publicly confirmed the origin or operator of these drones. What we do know is that this part of Europe has been on heightened alert for months. Ever since the war in Ukraine began, the Baltic states have reported repeated incidents of unidentified drones crossing into their airspace from the east. Some have been confirmed as military reconnaissance platforms. Others remain unidentified. Here's what you need to know if you're flying in Europe or thinking about it. These mobile danger areas are not the same as a temporary flight restriction back home in European airspace. A danger area is a defined volume where activities dangerous to flight may exist. You are not necessarily prohibited from entering, but you are strongly advised against it, and you will not receive separation services inside that airspace. Think of it as the international equivalent of a restricted area that's been activated, except the boundaries can shift. For anyone operating under instrument flight rules in the region, your routing will be affected. Eurocontrol and the National Air Navigation Service providers will reroute traffic around these zones. If you're flying general aviation under visual flight rules in the Baltics, you need to be checking NOTAMs before every single flight. These danger areas can pop up with very little advance notice. The bigger picture here is worth understanding. The Baltic states sit in a uniquely complicated piece of airspace. You've got NATO air policing missions running constantly out of Sialiai in Lithuania and Amari in Estonia. You've got Russian military traffic transiting to and from Kaliningrad, which is that Russian exclave sandwiched between Lithuania and Poland. And now you've got an increasing number of unidentified drone incursions that are forcing these countries to restrict portions of their airspace on short notice. This isn't the first time we've seen this. Finland, Sweden, and Estonia have all dealt with similar drone incidents over the past 2 years. In some cases, the drones were traced back to Russian origin. In others, the source was never publicly confirmed. What's different about today's event is the coordination. Two countries activating air danger warnings simultaneously in adjacent airspace suggests they're seeing a pattern, not just a one-off incident. For airline operations, the impact is manageable but real. Routes between Western Europe and the Baltics may see minor delays as traffic gets vectored around the active danger zones. The flag carriers in the region, Air Baltic out of Riga and others, are accustomed to operating in this environment. But if you're a pilot for a carrier that occasionally routes through Baltic airspace, pay attention to the dispatch briefing. These zones can change the fuel picture on a run to Helsinki or Tallinn. Now let me bring this back to something every pilot can relate to, regardless of where you fly. The drone threat to manned aviation is not a future problem. It is a right now problem. What's happening over the Baltics is the military and security dimension, but the same fundamental issue applies at your home airport. Unidentified, uncooperative drones sharing airspace with manned aircraft. The difference is scale and intent, but the physics of a collision don't care about either. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has been working on remote identification requirements for drones here in the United States. The idea is that every drone broadcasts its identity and location, kind of like a transponder for unmanned aircraft, but enforcement remains spotty, and the technology isn't fully deployed. What the Baltic situation reminds us is that when the operator doesn't want to be identified, all the regulations in the world won't help. You're left with airspace restrictions and pilot awareness. If you fly internationally, especially in Europe, get comfortable with the Eurocontrol Network Operations Portal. That's your best source for real-time airspace status across the continent. For the Baltic region specifically, the Lithuanian and Latvian civil aviation authorities publish NOTAMs through the standard international system, so they'll show up in your normal pre-flight briefing tools. One more thing worth noting. These air danger activations also affect general aviation transit through the Baltics. If you've ever thought about flying your own aircraft across the North Atlantic and then touring Europe, the Baltic states are a popular destination. Beautiful airports, relatively uncrowded airspace, and a fascinating aviation culture. But right now, your flight planning needs to account for the possibility that chunks of airspace near the eastern borders may be restricted on any given day. Build in flexibility, have alternate routes planned, and brief yourself on the specific procedures for danger areas under European rules because they don't work exactly like our restricted and prohibited areas back home. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. Two countries issuing air danger alerts sounds dramatic, and it is. But the operational reality is that this is becoming a routine feature of flying in that part of the world. Pilots adapt, airspace managers adapt. The system works as long as everyone stays informed. This story comes from Aerotime, and it's worth following their coverage if you have any interest in European aviation developments. You can find links and more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay current, stay aware, and I'll see you next time on ATIS.